The indie farming hit Stardew Valley, where stylish pixel graphics will hook you as you build your perfect farm, is just one of the excellent titles available to play now on Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
Sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And I'm Kyle Paletto.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
For our final walkthrough of the year, we'll be covering the 2024 Game Awards, Funko's false DMCA claim against itch.io, and we get LEGO Fortnite GTA before GTA 6. Here is the news for Sunday, 15th of December. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
What a week, Fee. We were treated to some massive announcements, fantastic trailers, and I think there were some awards given out at some point too.
That's right. It was the Game Awards this week. And to no one's surprise, Astrobot took out the top spot for Game of the Year. The walking, talking PlayStation ad cleaned up, actually, taking home Game of the Year, Best Family Game, Best Game Direction, and Best Action Adventure Game.
Black Myth Wukong also took out four awards. Indie Pokerlike Balatro had a great night and was awarded Best Debut Indie, Best Indie in General, as well as Best Mobile Game. And Metaphor ReFantazio won Best Art Direction, Best RPG, and Best Narrative.
But it wasn't ever really about the awards, was it? We know what you all came for were the trailers. And boy, did they deliver some rippers this year. We got our first good look at The Witcher 4 with Ciri-fronted cinematic reveal trailer. No word on a release date, but that hasn't stopped my hopes and expectations from running rampant. And Naughty Dog showed off their new sci-fi action adventure titled Intergalactic: The Heretic Project, which I swear must just be an advertising collab between Porsche, Adidas and Sony. It was an advert within an ad, so Neil Druckmann is genuinely a genius. In saying that, though, I can't wait to see more gameplay of it.
Elden Ring is back, baby. Just when I thought I was ready to take some time away from the Lands Between, they drag me right back in. Thankfully for my poor, weary, tarnished, Elden Ring Night Rain is something of a co-op spin-off set in the same universe, not another expansion. So I'm looking forward to seeing what that looks like next year.
It Takes Two Hazelight unveiled their new IP, Split Fiction. It's more two-player co-op focused action that jumps between fantasy and sci-fi and looks to be so much fun. And speaking of co-op hitmakers, Hella Games of Overcooked fame also have a brand new escape room themed multiplayer IP in the works titled Stage Fright, which sort of seems like the same concept.
Borderlands may yet redeem itself after a disastrous jump into cinemas this year because the back half of the Borderlands 4 trailer looks phenomenal. And The Last of Us 2 as well as Final Fantasy VII Rebirth are both coming to PC early next year.
There was so much more that we just don't have time to get into, so be sure to visit the link in our show notes for a full list of award winners and announcements.
Something I'm sure we do have a little bit of time for, though, is talk about how dumb having an award for most anticipated game is, though, right?
Absolutely. How do you even figure that out? Most memes? Most marketing? Who knows?
It's an award for a game that hasn't come out yet. I do not understand it. Of course GTA won it. It's so silly.
The indie gaming marketplace itch.io briefly went offline this week after Funko took it down with a DMCA strike. According to Leif Lifo Concoran, the founder of Itch, Funko has an AI-powered brand protection software called Brand Shield, which created a phishing report to their registrar. Concoran said Itch responded to the claim, took down the page in question, but Funko supposedly ignored it and disabled their whole domain. On X, Funko said the takedown request targeted a specific page that was imitating the Funko Fusion development website, not the entire itch.io website.
To add some weirdness into the mix, apparently Funko called the founders mum. Corcoran posted a screenshot of a text from their mum, which said, "Got a strange call from a company about accusatory statements on your social media account. Call me." So far, Funko hasn't confirmed anything about the phone call or if they did disable the whole website, nor did they respond to itch.io's claims about it being an AI-powered software that caused the issue. The store wasn't down for very long and has been restored. So fingers crossed it doesn't happen again. LEGO got a massive expansion in Fortnite this week with a new social RPG experience called Brick Life. You can explore a LEGO city with 31 other people and take on jobs like a courier, security guard, or even a sushi chef. People can design their own homes, explore a magic school and rooftop club, and get involved with a bunch of missions too.
People are comparing it to Grand Theft Auto 5, at least for its role-playing city style of gameplay, but this will be much more family-friendly. It's not the only recent LEGO announcement either. The team also revealed that LEGO Fortnite, the Minecraft-style survival experience, is being renamed to LEGO Fortnite Odyssey. And from now on, LEGO Fortnite will be the name of the hub that houses all the LEGO experiences in Fortnite. And for those sweats out there, Kyle, I'm looking at you. There is a Fortnite Ballistic, which is a first-person tactical shooter in the vein of Counter-Strike and Valorant. So now you can live out your dreams of smashing Sabrina Carpenter's espresso after a triple kill, Paletto.
Well, jokes on you, I don't understand why that's even mean to me.
That's so funny.
I honestly do not get it. I don't understand. So that's fine by me.
Cool. I don't understand any of that anyway. Those Wildcats at Dbrand just straight up put a Switch 2 case on their website with a Switch 2 inside it. I mean, why and what?
These leaks are getting absurd. Why doesn't Nintendo just launch the damn thing? Dbrand CEO Adam Ijaz confirmed that the device you can see inside the semi-transparent case is made from a 3D scan of a real device.
It's a heck of a viral marketing move from a company that's known for pushing the boundaries, but you know what? Good on them. You can see the video on Dbrand's website.
That's it for the big headlines. Here are the rest of the games coming out this year.
Bit of an odd one to start with this week. We have the Netflix gaming exclusive Squid Game Unleashed. It's basically Fall Guys with a Squid Game aesthetic and surprisingly looks pretty fun. That's out on Netflix on December 17.
If you're one of the few VR gamers out there and you're a fan of sci-fi horror, be sure to check out Alien Rogue Incursion this week. It's a survival horror shooter that looks genuinely terrifying, so much so that I don't think I'd be able to play it even if I could afford a VR setup. That's coming to PSVR 2 and PC VR on the 19th, as well as Meta Quest 3 early next year.
And finally, Nintendo's favorite pretender, Power World, is getting an expansion, cheekily titled Faybreak, which can only be a not-so-subtle nod to the fan-made Pokemon RPG Daybreak. Faybreak will bring you new powers to enslave, new weapons to threaten them with, as well as new building options, mechanics, and areas. Mark that in your calendar, Nintendo lawyers. They'll be available on the 23rd.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And my name is Kyle Paletto. Thank you so much for listening.
This is our last episode for 2024. We've had a great year sharing the news with you. We'll be back in a month in early January, unless something massive happens, like Nintendo launching their Switch 2, but I think they've given up on that. Hey, maybe Dbrand will start selling them or something.
Sifter is produced by myself, Fiona Bartholomaeus, Adam Christou, Courtney Smith, and Chris Button. The episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Lowe and Gianni DiGiovanni, who is Sifter's executive producer and also Walkthrough's script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune and Audio Technica Australia and Apple of their support of Sifter's podcast.
And thanks to you, Fiona, for another great year co-hosting this podcast with me. It's been a pleasure and I'm looking forward to more next year.
And to you, it's always fun being here every week.
We'll be back with more news on Sunday, the 12th of January, 2025. See you then.
Hey there, Gianni here on the latest episode of Lightmap Sifter's interview podcast. I speak to the designers of Valve's Steam Deck and find out how the handheld has changed the way gamers play.
We did run some numbers a while back about like how like the time split between like your PC and your Steam Deck. And we saw something like 40% of people who got a Steam Deck ended up spending more time on their Steam Deck playing video game, playing PC games than on their desktop, which we thought was kind of interesting. So it's like the reason we wanted to make a Steam Deck was to make customers happy, give them more ways to play their PC games in the way that they want to. And we found that it's been sticky. Like people have found that the Steam Deck has been giving them more reasons, more ways to play games in different places. And that's a success in our minds.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on YouTube, or head to our website, sifter.com.au.